Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus v'ilui nishmas Harav Nachum ben Rav Meir Shmuel Harav Lam Zichrono Livracha, who was recently nifter, unfortunately and sadly. And I thought that the greatest ilui nishama we could do for him is to learn some of his Torah. In 1988, he published a sefer called Halachos VeHalichos, which is unique in so far as that it fuses Lamdus and Machshava, Kabbalah and Chassidus together into one beautiful, harmonious mosaic, if you will. So I definitely have enjoyed this sefer in the past, and it's written in beautiful Hebrew, so not everybody is able to understand, and it's definitely kedai to learn it inside. 4 days we're going to learn the Maimer, the third parak, Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus HaLolam Ve'ad Bli Neder. Arba Pa'amim B'chol Yom Omer Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus HaLolam, but 4 times a day we say, blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. Kriya Shema of Korbanos, Kriya Shema of Shachris, Kriya Shema of Mairiv, and Kriya Shema Alamita. The most known source for this is the Agoda and the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Vav, Amud Aleph, in the name of Reish Lakish, Vayikra Yaakov, Obanav Yom, Yasva, Gidel Lachem, etc. Bikesh Yaakov, Legalos, the bun of Keta Yomin, Venistalkum Imenish Shchina, Omar Chas Vishalom Shemesh Psul Bazari, Psul Kavram Shetzimenu Yishmael, Bavi Yitzchok Shetzimenu Esav. So Yaakov called his sons and he said, gather and I will tell you. Yaakov wanted to reveal to his sons, explains the Gemara, the end of days, and the Shchina left him. He said, maybe God forbid I have impure children like Avram, who had a Yishmael, and Yitzchak, who had an Esav. So his son said to him, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They said, just like you have in your heart only one, so too we have in our hearts only one. At that time Yaakov Avinu opened up and he said, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusa Leolam Void. Ah! Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. So his son said, Shema Yisrael, and he said, Baruch Shem. Amar Rabban, the rabbi said, Hechi Navid, what should we do? Nomrinu, should we say it? Nomru, should we say it? Lo Amru Yitzchak, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe didn't say it. Lo Nomru, should we not say it? Amar Yaakov, Yaakov did say Baruch Shem. So they made a takana that we should say it quietly. Amar Yitzchak, Moshe Labas Melech, it's a Moshe of a princess. Shehiricha tzike kideira, that she smelled this dish, this cooked dish. If she says she wants it, it's a gnai. And, oh, you know, she's misaba for this food. And if she doesn't say, then she has tsar. So therefore, the avodim brought it to her bechashai, they brought it to her secretively. So this is a very tamua gemara, very difficult gemara to understand. We had a shir a number of years ago. We explained this based on Parad Yitzchak, who has a beautiful Havana, very deep Havana. But again, now we're going to go in the Derech of Harav Lam as he presents it. So before we approach the halachic analysis of the Makoros of saying Baruch Shem, it's kedai to present two different approaches to the intention of the Achdus of Hashem that is encapsulated in this sentence. And then try to uncover the connections between the Yesodos of the Halacha and this Sugya, and those in the world of Sod, in the world of Machshav, in the world of Agoda. The two Shitos are the Baal HaTanya, Reb Shneur Zalman, and together with him Reb Chaim Volozhiner and the Nefesh HaChaim on one hand, And Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Mizidichov, the author of the Sur Meirav Asei Tov, on the other hand. The two shittas relate to the Zohar and Bereishis, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that the Pasuk Vishma Yisrael is Yehuda Ilah, and the Pasuk Vroch Shein Kvod Machus Olam Ved is Yehuda Tachtata, the higher unification and the lower unification. Shema is the higher, Baruch Shem is the lower. So the Baal HaTanya, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, understood that Yichud Hashem means not only that there's no ribui, but there's no other mitzius besides God. V'yadata yom ha'shev asel v'vecha, ki Hashem ha'kev shemayim ma'al ha'aretz mitachas, ein od mamish. The whole mitzius is betela kenegdo. As the Baal HaTanya writes, Bemela teda v'shemayim ma'al ha'aretz mitachas, ein od pirish ha'gam ha'aretz ha'chomris, sheniris yesh gomor le'ein kol, who ain vefes mamish to God v'ed kash boruch. As far as God is concerned, the world doesn't even exist. Ain't old. There's no mitzius klape Hashem. Nefshachaim shargimel perak beis. Ain't old mavadom yizbarach mamish shum davar klal b'chol olamas. Ad shtu chalom reshein kan shum nivra v'olam klal. Rakakol malei atzmus achduso haposhut yizbarach shema. There's nothing else other than God. Till you can say that nothing was created, there's no world. Everything is just godliness. The day-to-day reality is imaginary according to this opinion. And the only true mitzvah is God. So this is all just one big imagination. We have to keep the mitzvahs because we imagine that the world is true. But in essence, the world doesn't really exist. Klape Hashem, klape the emes. It's just in our imagination. Only the mitzvah of God is true, and therefore God is called one. And that's the Yichud Ilah, the Yichud of Shema Yisrael. That's the only reality is God. He's the only oneness. The only existence. So as we noted, then where's their makom for Torah mitzvahs? Where's their makom for Torah and mitzvahs? So we suggested that we imagine the world, so we have to keep it as is in our perception. So let's see how the great ones understood it. L'umat yichida ilah, in contrast to the yichid ilah of Shema Yisrael, that's expressed in the Shem Havoyah of Yudke Vavke, there's also yichuda tachta, the lower unification. And that is expressed in Baruch Shein Kvod Machus Olam Ved, and by the name Elohim. As it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Parashas Veschanan and Reish Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Baal HaTanya writes, V'hine Shem Elokim hu Shem Midas HaGvura Ba'Tzimtzum. The name of Elokim is the name of God's contraction, of His power and contraction. And therefore it's Gematria HaTeva, Elokim's Gematria HaTeva. Why? Nature. Because he's mastir the or shalamala that's mehavin mechai the world. And it appears as if the world is omed misnai keder bederech hateva. So he's hiding the lights. The world looks tevadik. And this Shem Elokim is a mugain, it's a shield, it's a nartik. It's a sheath for the Shem Havaya. Lahalim or vachius hanimshach mishem avaya, or mehavim ayin liyesh, shelo yizgal and avroim viyavatlu bimitzius. So it hides the light, it hides the chius that comes from shem havaya, so that we don't see it. So this shem Elokim allows for us to exist, allows for our world of Torah and mitzvahs. So writes Reb Chaim in Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Gimel Perek Vav. So that's the Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Olam Ved. Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Olam Ved allows our Mitzias to exist. That's the Malchus of Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Olam Ved. That we can exist and be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there is room for us. That there is room for Torah and Mitzvahs. That's the Yehuda Tata. But how do the two worlds exist simultaneously? either our world does exist, qua Shem Elokim, Yichud Etata, our world doesn't exist, qua Yichud Eila, Shem Havaya. And the answer is, Mitzido Mitzidenu. Yichud Eila is Mitzido, Yichud Etata is Mitzidenu. As far as God is concerned, it's all Elokus. But from our perspective, we have to relate to the world as if it's an authentic Mitzias. Anu mitzidenu chayavim letyaches el olam amuchash ke'el mitziut autonomit. It's an autonomous reality that has its own existence. V'zos anu omrim, says in Nefesh HaChayim, achareze, in other words, after Shema Yisrael, that shows the achdus hapshuta, and bitul kol ha-metziyus ha-etzla, afterwards we say, baruch shen kvod machus al olam v'ed, she'akavoni ha'ala b'china she'mitzad ha-sagaseinu, she'misra ha-metziyus ha-olamus b'riyus u'b'riyus m'chudashim b'ritzoni yisbarach ha-tzrichem l'sbarach m'itov u'amolich aleim, v'zeh baruch shen kvod machus al olam v'ed. So from our perspective, the world does exist. From our ha-saga, and that God is king over us, and that we do exist, that's the baruch shen kvod machus al olam v'ed. And that's Pshit B'Gemara. Brachas Yud Gimel Beis. Kemam Lichtei Lamal Lamate Abruchas Hashemayim Sulat Tzrichas. You have to be Mamlich Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of Shema, being Mamlich Hashem and Shemayim in an Aretz and in all four directions. And that's it. That's all you have to do, because that's, from our perspective, that's our Havana, that you have to be Mamlich Hashem. And therefore that's the Iker. But again, as far as God is concerned, Mitzido, it's not really in existence. So the Zidichover opposes the Shita of the Balatanya and Reb Chaim, and it's very critical. This Musug, this concept of Bittul Mitzias, doesn't appear to him to be valid. He thinks it's dangerous to have such a perspective. We don't really exist. So the Zedichover says that instead of Yichud Eila and Yichud Etata is in the direction. Yichud Eila is Melamata Lamala. Yichud Etata is Melamala Lamata. Yichud Eila is from down below to above. And Yichud Etata is from up above to down below, of course. We're not talking about physical direction. When we say lemata lemala, yichud eila, we're talking about from the effect to the cause. When we say lemala lemata, the yichud etata, we're talking about from the cause, that's the lemala, to the lemesubav, to the effect. Bria sa'olam is melemala lemata. From cause to effect. Mishorsho makora shel hakedusha v'yichud amiti el olam hagashmi sheharibu yisholet bo. From the root to the true kedusha, a true yichud, to the physical world where there's a multiplicity, where there's a vastness. And therefore in Shema Yisrael, when we want to understand Yichud Hashem, we go in the opposite direction. Melamata lemala, we go from down here, from the effect to the cause. And we elevate ourselves in our thoughts from the world of Ribui, from the world of multiplicity, to the world of Yichud. We climb up from world to world until we get to the highest, to the Shem Havaya, that represents absolute oneness. And that's the Yichud Eila of Shema Yisrael. Melamata, we climb from here up above. See, he writes in the Sefer Sur Merav Asei Tov, V'anu kolim atzmenu im kol neshamos v'im kol ha'olamos lahalos l'echod ilas kol ha'ilos v'iyu chad v'lo b'chushban Nims v'nimsim nesiachet shem elokim hanikra prat maisa kol olamas kanal im shem havoya adru mamailos v'necholom nesiachetim zeh b'zeh ad echad siba rishona v'zeh hanikra yichud ilah lias kol olamas ad ein sof baruch hu. So we include ourselves with all the souls, with all the worlds, to go back up to one, the source of all sources. He is true one. And in this way, the Shem Elokim, which is the Prat Maisa Olamos Kanal, the all the worlds, together with Shem Havoya, that's the highest, that's Rum HaMailos, and they both come together to the Siba Rishona, to the prime mover, to the first cause. And that's what we call Yichud Ilah, that we're going down here, and all the Olamos are Ola to the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. And then afterwards, we do the Yechida Tata. Today they would say, you're doing the Yechida Tata thing, but we're not going to use that that expression. And that's the Tamtzis of Baruch Shein Kvod Machusal Olam Vod, Lamala Lamata. And so writes the Zidit Shavar, Ula'achar she'aleinu ve'alinu l'sham l'siachid ve'echod be'emes, Anu mamshichin b'yichud baruch shem kavod malchusa le'olam v'ed shifas v'tzona yizbaruch baruch uvaruch shemo tzinorei hashpaos b'rchaso me'echad hanel v'hamshachas chazo l'tosefes mochin l'chol ha'olamos min hashoresh shem havoya hanikra klal el olam v'ed hanikra prat v'ze nikra yichud etata shanu moshchin me'atika d'chol atikin Lios l'siachet shmo imanu l'tato ba'olam v'alderech v'amalchus v'zenikra yichud etata she'elyon misiachet im hatachton. After we go up there, then we go to the yichud of Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus le'olam v'ed, which is God's will, the tsinoros, those pipelines that come from the One. And then that's Mosif, Mochin, to all the brains, to all the worlds, from the Shoresh. So from the Klal to all the Pirtei Olamos. From the highest point, from Atika to Kol Atikin, all the way down. So obviously this is very, very deeply Kabbalistic, and I am not one to understand or explain it. But that's the basic idea, that the Yehuda, that Shema Yisrael, is Yehuda Ilah, which means that we go from our low world here up to the top, and then Baruch Shem is the Yehuda Tata, and then we go back down and we bring all the Chesed down from that source. So Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod, according to the Zidit Shavar, is like a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mashpia his shefa be'achduso ha'gemura Shefa shel kedusha ubracha, and then it's mesiached with our world, with Alma de Peruda, our world where there's so much diversity, where there's so many disparate parts, and we have to bring down the bracha from the source of oneness. So that should be our kavana when we say Baruch Shem, Shema and Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vod. So it's the Zidit Shavar didn't buy the whole Mahalach of Reb Chaim Volozhiner and the Baal HaTanya, that our world doesn't really exist, and that's what Yichud Ilah means. No, our world exists, the upper world exists, and Yichud Ilah means that we go from down here up there, and then Yichud Tata, and then we bring the Bracha back down here. So l'chora, l'halacha, there's no nafkamina. These are just two different ways of understanding Shema and Baruch Shem. However, as please God, we should have life and we should have health and we should have the financial means and everything else we need. We are going to continue, and in the next shiur, please God, we will see how these two approaches play out l'halacha. And that is going to be super duper fascinating. And Mirza Hashem. So I ask that you stay tuned and you join us, and we will continue seeing the flows Mitaras Hashem. והדברים יהיו לעילוי נשמסו של הרב נחום בן רב מאיר שמואל. אמן ואמן. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.